Chapter 1. When I stepped off of American Flight 907 at SeaTac, I could hold the sum total of my personal possessions in my one good hand. Passport, travel warrant, cash and cards, and my army tabs and ID, all held together with a large paperclip. My cell phone, a red rubber ball that the physical therapist at Landstuhl had given me. And a single sheet of yellow folded notepaper. A letter from my grandfather.
Tarawalya, Mos Federlat, Dono.
Irish Gaelic. My grandfather's English was just fine after 40 years in the States, but he used the language of his childhood in County Antrim when he wanted to keep our conversations private, which was most of the time. Translated, the words written in the old man's bold cursive scrawl said, "Come home if you can." It was 04:30. None of the rental car agencies had customers waiting. I stepped up to the first counter, where a woman stood and stared blankly down at a computer screen. "I want something with horsepower, full-sized," I said.
"Are you a member of our Platinum Club?"
She didn't turn her gaze from the screen. I was not. I gave her my ID and driver's license and credit card. She glanced up to compare the photographs on the cards to my face and got her first look at me. It woke her right up. Her eyes flickered to the thick white scars that furrowed my left cheek and jawline, then up to the slimmer line that bisected my eyebrow on the same side. I'd carried the facial scars for more than 8 years, since my first rotation overseas. I was used to people's reactions. The marks on my face were nothing important, not like a lost limb or a blinded eye, but they were always the first things anyone noticed. The rental agent was polite. Her welcoming expression slid quickly back into place.
"If you'll just fill this out, please, Mr. Shaw."
She passed a legal-sized form across the counter and placed a pen beside it before turning her eyes away. "Come home if you can." Home had been anywhere the Army had sent me for the last decade. Fort Lewis, Fort Benning, Baghdad, and a dozen forward operating bases in Afghanistan. A few other side trips between rotations. Home wasn't the old house on Roy Street. Not anymore. If Dono's letter had stopped at the comma, I would have tossed it in the trash and gone back to squeezing the cursed red rubber ball. My left hand felt strong enough. There had been two intricate surgeries to correct the recent damage to the muscles and tendons of my forearm, when I'd caught some random shrapnel a few weeks before. But the arm still ached half the time, and I had been going crazy after a month of desk duty, waiting for the doctors to clear me for a rotation back to my unit. When Dono's letter arrived, it gave me an excuse to apply for immediate leave. Even so, I would have mentally told the old man to stick it, if it hadn't been for the last three words. "If you can." That passed for "please" in my grandfather's way of talking, made it an entreaty instead of a command. "If you can" scared me a little, coming from that immovable son of a bitch. The captain running the travel assignments at Landstuhl had told me that the next available flight left out of Frankfurt to New York in 2 hours. I didn't even pack a bag. The rental agent took the completed form and started copying all the information into the computer.
"How long will you need the car, Mr. Shaw?"
10 days, I said, maybe less. She handed me the completed contracts and directed me to where I would take a shuttle out to the agency's garage. I reached to put the papers into the breast pocket of my ACUs before I remembered that I was wearing civilian clothes. Jeans and a t-shirt and a gray wool zip front coat, all purchased the day before in Frankfurt while I was killing time before my first flight. Only my tan combat boots were regulation. I had considered taking the uniform with me, but it was threadbare after too many industrial washings. Instead, I tore off the Velcroed on Ranger scroll and 3rd Battalion tabs and other insignia and left the jacket and trousers in storage. I chose a new black Charger off the rental lot and made it roar up the ramp and onto Interstate 5, north, into Seattle.